Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. So today I wanted to talk about self-care and what that really looks like and how it looks like different things for different people. For me, self-care has been something that I really never focused on until about a year and a half ago. And I will tell you how incredible and impactful it has been on my life and on my journey in general. And I guess, you know, I think as moms and really as females in general, we tend to live in the hustle, 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 masculine energy. And we kind of lose the balance between being in that hustle and being in the go, go, go. We have to do everything, you know, as a mom, you have to take care of, you know, your kids, your fiance or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or anybody, you know, or nobody. If you're a single mom, it's like magnified for everybody. You know, you're responsible for everything. And I know that personally from my own experience. And we tend to lose ourselves. We lose, you know, our identity, really. A lot of people ask, you know, oh, what do you do? Whatever. And a lot of us will say, well, I'm a mom. And like, we say that first because we tend to identify as just a mom instead of who we actually are besides motherhood. Because yes, obviously we are a mom, but that is not all that we are. And when we are in that, you know, mentality of having to take care of everybody, I think in society in general, we don't take care of ourselves. So we don't take care of ourselves. And what happens? We feel anxious. We feel depressed. We feel like we can never slow down. We feel overwhelmed. We feel like all we want to fucking do is sleep. We have no sleep because we're doing all the things. Like, it's all this huge ass cycle until you stop and recognize that you are fucking important and you are worthy of being able to take care of yourself. You are worthy of taking 10 fucking minutes or whatever you want it to be. Maybe you want to take a fucking hour and go to the fucking store by yourself, you know, even simple things like that. And I know your moms can agree, just going to the fucking store by yourself and being able to just walk around, not have to worry about your kid, you know, saying, oh, I want this, I want that. Can we go here? I have to go to the bathroom. When are we done? Like, are we, you know, all of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, you're just able to just be. And do what the fuck you want to do, you know? And I think we don't allow that for ourselves because we feel responsible and we feel like, oh, I'm a mom. Oh, I'm a girlfriend. Oh, I'm a wife. Like, we feel like we have to put ourselves on the back burner. And that's not necessary. Because how can you give to the people that you love and are important in your life if you are not filled up? You just can't. You can't give 100% when you're only at 50. Do you know what I mean? And that's something that it has been really hard for me to learn how to balance. Obviously, the past bit, I've been much better at that. But I am also, was also, still kind of am, a people pleaser. I would much, and that's, also a generational thing that I grew up with. My mom is a people pleaser. Her mom was a people pleaser. Like all, it's a generational thing. That's been carried down. And it's really just bullshit. It really is. It really is. Because why do we have to do all the things for other people but not ourselves? So, as a health and wellness coach, I talk to women, especially moms, because I'm a mom myself, all day long about how they struggle so much with finding time for themselves. And I get it. I totally get it. And the thing that I tell them the most is that we need to rephrase how we're saying this. Instead of saying, I don't have time, say, this is not a priority, and see how that feels. When you say, or when I say, my self-care is not a priority, that doesn't feel good to me. That doesn't feel good to me. That feels like a cop out. Like my self-care should be a fucking priority. I, as a person, should be a fucking priority, and so should you. So the next time you find yourself saying, "Oh, I don't have time," or "Oh, I can't do this," or "Oh, I can't do that," change it. That's not a priority. And if it doesn't fucking feel good, find the time. We all literally have the same 24 hours in a day. All of us, any fucking person, every person in this entire world, we all have the same 24 fucking hours in the day. So when we look at somebody who is either superbly what we feel is successful or has this life that we feel like we want to have or does the things that we want to do, you can fucking do it too. You can fucking do it too. We got to change that. We got to change that mindset of, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that or I don't have the time. Yeah, you fucking do. And I apologize if my tone might sound like not bitchy, but it is something that is so profound to me and has completely changed my life. Is when I change the story, when I change that belief of I don't have time for me, my fucking life changed, you guys. My fucking life changed. Like, find the time to do what lights you up. In it, you know what? It doesn't even have to be anything super profound. It really doesn't. If you literally want to take like an extra 10 minutes in the shower, lock the door. Like if you have kids, I know like my door's never locked because I know my daughter's just gonna come in and out and the fucking cat's gonna come in and out. My fiance is gonna come in and out, That's just the way it is and I'm used to it and that's okay with me. But you know what? There are some days where I'm like, I am going to lock this door and I'm gonna have a fucking peaceful shower. Boom. That's self-care. There are also days, actually every day pretty much, I have found that exercise is one of the biggest therapies in my life. I wake up at 4:15 every fucking morning during the weekday, and I take 30 minutes, 30 fucking minutes in the morning. I press play on my computer and I work out. I get my endorphins going. After that, I do a meditation. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, doesn't matter. I do a meditation because it gets my mind right. It gets my mind clear. Not even clear. It boosts my fucking mood. Self-care, you guys. Asking for help. If you need help, ask. That's self-care too. I was a single mom for 3 years. I hardly had help at home. I had my parents who lived in the next town over. They worked. They had a life. Like, I couldn't just, at the drop of the hat, say, here, take my kid. Like, it had to be, planned in advance, obviously, for an emergency. But, like, you have to ask for help if you need it. There were days where I was like, I can't do this on my own. I need a break because kids are rough. Kids are tough. It is hard to be a parent sometimes. I asked for help. I swallowed my fucking pride because I don't like asking for help. Still to this day, I have problems asking for help. It's something I'm aware of and something that I'm working on, but it takes time to change a story and change a belief. But asking for that help, okay. So I used to, I mean, really what I would ask for help was if I wanted to like get a haircut, you know? So I would ask my parents, can you please watch her this date for an hour or two so I can get my haircut? Self-care. I felt so fucking good. So fucking good because I felt like I was me, you know? It's getting back to you and out of the identity of somebody for somebody else. I hope that makes sense. But I think it's something that we all struggle with, is being able to allow ourselves the time to slow down, to ask ourselves, what do I need in this moment right now? Especially in that moments when you feel so overwhelmed and so alone and so depressed, anxious, anything. Ask yourself, what is it that I need right now in this moment? What is it that I need in this moment? Do you need to step outside for a couple minutes? Be in the sun? Go for a walk? Get in nature? Get connected to Mother Earth? Do you need to put your headphones in? Listen to your favorite song? Have your own fucking dance party? Move the energy throughout your body? Do you need to wake up early before all the kids are up, before your spouse is up, before your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever is up, and have that 30 minutes of silence to allow yourself to fully wake up, to allow the endorphins to run through your body, to clear the chaos? Do you need to purge your fucking, I'll tell you this, this weekend I have tried to make it a point to get fucking rid of shit in my house, get rid of clutter in my house and donate it, because it literally stresses me out to see shit laying around that I don't use. So why am I keeping it in my house? Donate it. Other people can use it. I'm clearly not. You know? Do you want to learn a trade? Do you want to learn how to knit? Do you want to learn how to make clay? Pottery. Take a pottery class. Take a cooking class. You know, go on a wine tasting. There are so many things. Fucking binge watch on Grace and Frankie all night long and laugh your fucking ass off, because laughter is the best medicine. You know? Just find something. Find something for you. Find something for you. Do you have an idea that you wanted to start something? Did you want to start a blog and you've just been putting it off and putting it off, thinking that you needed to have all the shit together? You don't. Do it. It's yours. You know? It's so important, you guys. Because not only are you allowing yourself to connect with you, because you're still you, regardless of if you're a mom, even if you're not, you're still you. And let's not forget, for those of you who are moms and parents, by taking care of you, you're showing your kids that self-care is so important, regardless of what the hell is going on in your life, you know? regardless of if you have a family, regardless of if you don't have a family, it's still important. And you're still teaching them the importance of it. And talk about it. You know, my daughter knows now. It took a while, but she knows how important me working out every day is and me doing oracle card readings. She knows that's important. She knows those bring me joy. She knows that's my self-care. And sometimes she'll join in now. She's 5 and a half. She'll join in now. She knows, like I said, I get up at the crack of fucking dawn. I get up at 4:15 every day during the weekday. If she happens to wake up early and I'm still in the middle of my workout or just finished or whatever, she knows. She'll just come downstairs, come hang out. She sees me doing it, regardless of if she's up or not. I'm not fucking stopping. You know? And I think sometimes we get caught up in, oh my gosh, I feel so selfish and the mom guilt and this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? You are showing your child that you fucking matter and that you respect yourself enough and love yourself enough. Love yourself enough to take care of you. Regardless of every other fucking person you have to take care of, show yourself that respect. Show yourself that fucking love that you fucking deserve because you are a badass and do everything for every other fucking person in your life. So you fucking deserve 30 minutes, an hour a day to do whatever the fuck you want. Honestly, you guys, you are fucking worthy of self-care. So please, for the love of God, give it to yourself. Because life throws you so many fucking curveballs all the time. We know this. So by taking care of you, and showing yourself love and showing yourself grace, you're helping yourself through the process of life. You really are. You're allowing yourself to feel through all the shit, to work out some of the shit, to take a time out from the shit and focus on you. And focus on you. Right now, I got a fucking pile of clothes that need to be folded that have been sitting there for 2 days. Could I be doing them right now? Sure. But I'm doing this podcast and then I'm going to work out because that's what feels good to me right now. And then after I take care of me, I will put the fucking clothes away because the shit's just going to be there. It's just going to be there until I do it. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just get so caught up in all the stuff that we have in our day-to-day lives that we forget how important it is to pour some love into ourselves. So make a promise to yourself today. Say this with me. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of taking time for me each and every day. The more that I pour into myself, the more I'm able to pour into everybody else. The more love I give myself, the more love I can give to everybody else. At the end of the day, I will always be me. And I deserve love. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I love you all. Definitely leave me a comment in the show notes on iTunes. You can follow me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama. I will see you guys next week.